All right, Danny Williams joins us now from Goulburn, where they race today as well. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Andrew, Ron.
Danny, we just spoke with Nick Olive. We've been talking predominantly about fires around the place yesterday that continue to burn. But Goulburn, you've had a bit of a mixture down there as well?
Oh, look, we've had a lot of wind. It's very cool here this morning. Got down to about 3 degrees, but luckily we haven't any fires, and God bless us that we haven't.
Exactly.
Danny, you've got a couple of these highway runners today. Quiddle hasn't won in a while, but third up 1,500, good draw today.
Yeah, look, I guess you can say he's been disappointing, Ron. He showed a lot of ability here at home on the track, and it's never really come to fruition. His best run was when he beat Kopi Luwak at 1,400 at Randwick as a maiden that particular day. His last run, he was a little bit unlucky. He's a momentum horse. He lacks that turn of foot. And look, he's been crying out for 1,500, 1,600. It was very evident last preparation. We've kept him very fresh because there wasn't a great lot for him. We wanted to restrict him to the highways because he's got enough ability to sort of warrant going that way. And they're too good of money to knock back in comparison to a $22,000 country race. You're racing for $75,000. So he's got that ability. It's a matter of when. But his first run, he was very fresh, and we didn't put a lot of work into him, and he raced that way. And then his next run at Rose Hill the other day, J-Mac said that had he got the backwash of Cope the Main and Art of Dance, he most probably definitely run second. So I thought it was a very good run. No doubt stepping to the 1,500 is going to be a lot more suited to him today. From the good gate.
And can you expect him racing closer from that good gate?
It's possible. Look, he can be a bit steady away sometimes, and as we saw at Randwick, Nash rode him, gave him a bit of a dig, and he really just raced a bit too fierce. Okay. So there's a fine line to what you do with him, but there's no doubt that I've always felt that he was a horse that liked to roll along in his races. It's just been evident that in two short races he's got back. But, I see him rolling forward today and from a good gait, maybe, behind the speed anyway.
What about this other horse? He's an inexperienced three-year-old, but he looks to have talent, Southern Appeal.
Look, I've got a very high opinion of him, Ron. We've restricted him somewhat back in trip. He's been crying out for a mile. From before I even raced him, we sent him to Warwick Farm. We had the option of running him in a 1,300. And I just felt that he's a very big, dumb sort of a horse, that he wasn't quite seasoned. And running him in 1,100 was going to do more good for him going forward, because we had not only this race today in mind, but we had the Goulburn Country race in mind, which was worth $40,000, albeit it looked a pretty average race. The horse has shown very good ability. He galloped with Don't Give a Damn on the course proper going into Goulburn and beat him by a minimum of two lengths, maybe three. Mm. Had they got another 100 metres, I think he would have put six on him. He's a horse that likes a bit of give in the ground, so I'm a little bit concerned if the track does get too firm. He's a very big, heavy horse. But, look, he's really a really nice horse. I think he's one of my better ones in the stable. And, as I said, he's been crying out for the mile, so I wouldn't be too worried about the 15. And a quick backup. It was always proposed to do that and treat Goulburn as a barrier trial. Mm-hmm. And albeit he only just won, I think if you find the pattern of the day was anything that turned for home in front basically won.
Yeah.
It was very tough to make ground up. And, on face value, I was a bit disappointed with it. But when you see the pattern of the racing all day, it was one of the better runs of the day.
Okay, so you're telling me it's not an afterthought, this race? You were always thinking of a backup 12 to 15?
Look, I do admit, it's not ideal because we've kept him very fresh and he hasn't had sort of the legwork going into a 15. But everything he's shown me, Ron, is that I've had to restrain him and keep him fresh. Otherwise, he'd be wanting too far for 1,200. And it was always my goal to try and win that country race. There are $40,000 made. You go to a midweek race, you're racing for $50,000. You get handicapped averagely. In a country race, you're getting $40,000 for a $40,000 made, and you're getting handicapped as a country race. So
it's common sense.
You've got to look after your horses. But, look, I can see my only concern with him today is he being a three-year-old and a bit dumb. Is he ready? That's my only concern. I feel that he's good enough, and I expect him to win today. But I just not sure whether he's quite mentally there.
Beauty. Well, I'm sure they'll both run well for you.
Thank you, Ron.